Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
My chains fell off, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. The fourth verse of Charles Wesley's great hymn, "And Can It Be That I Should Gain," compares Peter's miraculous deliverance from prison to a sinner's deliverance from bondage to sin. Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Follow me." Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. The Bible teaches that before being delivered, you were the servants of sin, that is, in bondage to sin. But you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. We were powerless to gain freedom on our own. But God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, bringing freedom and life. For Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened or made alive by the Spirit. And you, being dead in your sins, he has quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. If he has done all this for us, how can we do less than follow him?
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.